Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned in to TNT Talk to the Twins.
You are listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello out there. This is Talk to the Twins, and we are live in the studio as we speak. We're going to play a little happy moment music for you and let you listen in to our awesome show about love and relationship. Yes, yes. We are all about the love and the relationship or Talk to the Twins. Now, Butterfly is fluttering around somewhere in the studio, so she will be with us briefly. And we all know that she is a special, 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 special host with the most hostess. We're going to go in and give you a little Madonna today. We are all living in a material world.
She's great. She could be a major star. She has a star. It's the biggest star in the universe right now as we speak. Don't you love a set? It's right, just got all kinds of things. All kinds of things. So I change the color of the set. I like to say, I've got a great idea for a blue or change anything. She touches one thing, he's gone. I swear, I'll be sister. I want to meet her. You got it. Anytime, any place, anywhere, any street, you got it. Now.
Yeah, he's still after me. He just gave me a necklace. I don't know, I just feel bad. Yeah, he thinks he can impress by giving me expensive gifts. Nice though. You want it?
That's our girl, Madonna. She's living in a material world, and she's a material girl.
Yes.
I'm here. Hey, Butterfly.
Hey. How did the intro go?
Man, you are the one, the maestro, the maestro of the master.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad it went on through.
Yes, I was just telling our listeners that we are talking about love and relationships because only for you, the listening audience, because you have requested to hear us come back with the love and relationship show.
Woo! Yes, yes, but But, you know, there's a stipulation there. We only do it once a month. First
exactly.
Tuesday of the month. It's the only time you are here, the Love and Relationship Show. We thank you and appreciate you for requesting it, but we had to take some break breaks on it. So that's why we're doing it once a week, just to be honest with you. Once a month, excuse me.
Exactly. And tonight's topic is such a good topic.
Are you eating something, Angel?
Oh, no. I'm in the office.
Oh, Charlie, you're snacking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure something out without moving. But anyway, we are live and in seven colors. We're back and better than ever. Talk to the toy show. We're not going to have a long show tonight. We're just going to get straight to the point, all right? Madonna is living in a material world. What do you guys think about this man chasing Madonna? She's I guess, to be a girlfriend, or is he trying to icy her? Giving her material things, diamonds.
So you know the saying, money can't buy you love.
Oh, is it money can't buy you class? Exactly. It's something else about and class people. But anyway,
true that.
We want to weigh the pros and the cons of being a wife and to know what are the pros, what are the cons.
Okay. And you are the perfect person to answer that question, I believe.
All right. Well, one of the pros, let's go with the pros. Let's go to start off fresh and good.
Okay.
One of the pros of being a wife, it's having that companion to share things with.
Right.
And making a life with that person or having a goal and a dream and you see it come to life as you work together. A teammate.
Oh, you put in about three or four in that one whole thing there.
Yeah. I
am.
But it's
not.
It's so true. And one of the cons, let's give it a con now. One of the cons is you have to really be willing to compromise. It may be something that you really want to do.
Right.
Something he's just not up to par with. Or vice versa. Or he may have a dream and you may not see that dream like he sees it. And you're against it. So there's a battle that goes on. Now, that's one of the cons of being there. You got to see
so you got to have a similar outlook on life.
Yeah. And you have to be selfless and not selfish.
Ooh, that's a big word. That's a hard thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Selfless. And put them all together, it's selfless. Because... so that's hard to do. But being a mom and wife is one of the biggest priorities you may have to face in life. And it goes for being a dad, too. But some dads don't catch that.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Also,
if you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Have to. You know, it's been a long day of work and stressful. So I look at
jazz
going on as a mom, as a wife, as a woman. So I have a little jazz playing as we talk in the studio about love and relationship. Being
yes,
a wife.
I'm young, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And oh, you like the music?
I love it.
But let me give you what in the world is it?
Let me give you the pros of being a girlfriend.
Okay.
You're not tied down to one person. I mean, you can leave at any time. You can leave at any time. You don't have to work on anything that you don't want to work on, you know, to just bail out when you want to. Yeah, easy way out. You're not tied to that person. But the thing is,
that's so true.
You should be dating to get married, not dating to be getting to know someone. like that. You should be dating to get married.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, you out there calling yourself dating to get to know somebody, you ain't going to know them until you're married and live with them for 15 years, okay? And it's still learning every day. So,
true,
but
right, let's say this.
If you're going to date,
you never know
a
person.
Right, you never know. You won't even know that's 40 years. So that's just what it is. And
you never learn. So
that
people, what's that, butterfly? I'm going to say, so people say, I got to get to know a person. You really never get to know them unless you live with them. And we're not condoning that.
Right, or unless you actually marry them. But, you know, if something happens, it changes once you marry them. I mean, the adventure kind of is set aside, and it's more business. The fun is kind of, you know, taken down to a minimum, and it's all about business. So you are marrying your business partner.
Making decisions together.
Yes, making decisions. Yes, that can be good, and then it can be bad.
True that, true that.
Once again,
okay,
you have to
let me give you my con.
All right, go right, man.
The con is that you are sometimes, I don't know what the word is, but it's called, you know, when you're just out there alone and you're uncertain, there's uncertainty, there is doubt, and
mm-hmm.
like you're trying to guess what's going on with that person, what they're thinking, and is this serious, and you know, it could be a stressful thing because you never know. Because usually when they're not, per se, in a legal agreement of marriage, then, you know, they, like I said, in the beginning, the pros usually just walk away. So, you know, if you invest so much into a relationship or time, especially time because it's one thing you cannot get back ever, then, you know, you've lost that, of course, in seeing if you
right.
get a match. So. That's
exactly.
a con. Big con.
Oh, it's huge. And then, you know, like you said, the commitment level as being a wife is very deep. It's very deep for the husband and the wife. You are committing yourself to another before God and family, and it is a huge commitment. And that right there is a huge pro for me, because once you commit to God, then you have no choice, really, but to work it out, depending on the situation. If you know God, you'll know that He blesses marriages. He blesses the union. So you can fight for your marriage like you're fighting for your life in that commitment.
Yeah.
Now, don't you say it's easier to be a wife, to be married, or is it? Easier to be a girlfriend.
To be a wife, because I think with a girlfriend you have more emotional invested because of the uncertainty. So
mm-hmm.
you know, you're on a roller coaster ride with that. With a wife, you can go through things with your spouse, but you know, if they're willing to work with it, you know, you kind of feel that you know they will be willing to work it out with you. But the uncertainty with dating a person or as a girlfriend, you know, it could be emotional baggage.
Rope.
Well,
yeah. At the end of the day, with a marriage, you try to work it out to make both parties happy. And with a girlfriend,
right.
you say, hey, you were just my girlfriend. You're not like you're my wife. And they can just throw caution to the wind and do whatever they want.
Right, and not even consider your feelings at sometimes, so they feel that they're not vested in tying a knot with you, so they can do or say whatever they want.
Exactly.
On both ends, men and women, yeah. Because you do have the option. I mean, it's so easy. Now, you know, even divorce is easy. Now they, you know, you're not told to try to work it out or go to court, you know, that, or go to counseling, you know, that you can just say, okay, I'm not happy. I want it to be over. Yeah, and that's a scary thing for a wife, because usually when a woman steps your ring or your you know, hand in marriage, you know, she's automatically committed to that relationship. She's committed for one, arranging the wedding ceremony and inviting friends and being excited and wanting to commit her life to you and make sure that you're happy. Just like the fabulous wife. The fabulous wife goes to hell in high water, I say. But one thing I know, she has to always remember to take care of herself. No matter what. No matter what. Because no one's going to take care of you like yourself. So you have to also don't lose yourself in the midst of dating or in a marriage. So that right there weighs on both. Have yourself a life and have yourself a staff.
Right. You know, I feel like with the girlfriend that they have it made in the fact that they don't have to totally commit themselves fully, because they can, you know either way if that person's not fulfilling his whatever she feels she wants in a person, she can cut the cross and go away. But a wife, once she gets married to the husband and commitment starts in, and then you see something you don't like,
right,
then you got to check. You know, just make sure if you're going to stick and stay and work it out. And that is a hard call, I tell you. It's hard call.
Had to mute you real quick. Hold, please.
Well, wow. Butterfly, we're going to go to a good little song.
Oh, okay. And I'm back. I'm back with you. Butterfly is back. Sorry about that. I had to put you on the mute.
Oh, no problem. We're going to go to Kirk Franklin real quick.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, I needed that. I needed that song from a dog himself. I know. Play it in my show. No,
that's
I know.
A great selection.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But all of us out there know, even though we are going through and being in different relationships, that, you know, either way it goes, you got to just do like Kirk Franklin says, and just smile about it. Because, you know, each hurdle, each relationship that you encounter is getting you to the next level and to better yourself and to choose wisely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes,
but wow.
But we got three more minutes left in the studio.
Woo!
Anything you want to say that can help our listeners out there about dating?
Yes, I would like to say that dating can be fun. It can also be dangerous. It can also be stressful. And it can also be a headache. So I advise you to date wisely. Go with your heart. Know what you want when you're out there and try to stick to it as best you can.
Yeah.
That's some jazz. I hear that horn.
Oh, is it too loud in the studio?
It's loud, I think. But that's all right. All right. That's how you like it.
Well, we want our listeners to hear us because we do have some great and powerful words to share and wisdom. We want all our listeners to remember to go out and, well, you don't even have to go out. You could go online and purchase a copy of The Power of Prayer and Positivity written by the Psych
Twins.
Yay! Also, you can go on Amazon or go to BarnesandNoble.com and purchase a book written by Maddie Cody, author Maddie Cody, called There Is Another Life. Those two books will change your life. Trust me, we know.
Yes.
How about that? So, anyway, there is such a powerful thing in being a woman. We want all women out there to really focus on the power that you possess within you.
Yes.
Don't settle for less. And always,
never,
you know, make sure you take care of yourself.
Always. That's
Angel
wisdom. Angel Wing.
Oh, thank you. We're down to 1 minute in the studio. We're going to go out with a nice song. And we're going to make this show a phenomenal show because we're excited to be back on the air, live, and just living large. We'll talk to the twins. Show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And we love to bring you some good, good music because makes the world go round. All right, we're going to go in with R. Kelly when a woman's being hurt.
Yay!
And man, I want you to listen to this song loud and clear as we go out of the studio with a woman set up by the great R. Kelly.
All the things that took a toll. shouldn't have left it this long. No telephone. Oh,
I'm